Welcome back for the very last debate of the first round of the national finals of I Beg to Differ Student Debate Tournament of Champions. This debate pits two young stars together in a brilliant matchup. It also pits two champions, I Beg to Differ regional challenge champions. I would explain in just a moment. Let me start by welcoming the champion of the Port Harcourt regional finals for 2025. She's 15 years of age. She's an SS3 student. Lagos, Nigeria, and the rest of the world, please welcome the one, the only, God's goodness, Kokoete. Welcome, God's goodness. How are you speaking to the mic?
Good.
Are you ready for this debate? You went all the way in Port Harcourt. And now you get to go all the way in Lagos. Are you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
I would suggest you use your headphones and adjust your seat so you can speak into the mic as we're about to commence. Welcome. Her opponent. Last season's Abuja Regional Finals champion. He didn't enter for the contest this year, but he was given a wild card entry because he deserves it. Lagos, Abuja, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, the world. Say welcome to 14-year-old Government Science Secondary School Piakasa Maitama Abuja student Omar Benedi XL. Welcome, Benedi. How are you? Okay, talking to your microphone.
Okay, I'm fine, thank you.
You've graced this stage in the last national finals. Do you remember where you lost?
Quarterfinals.
In the quarterfinals. Are you willing to go one step further this time?
Definitely.
Brilliant. Who's your chaperone?
I'm chaperoned by Mr. Elijah Dioni.
Mr. Elijah
Dioni.
Okay. Mrs. Idongasit Itiat.
No, Miss.
Miss Idongasit Itiat. Thank you very much. And also thank you to Mrs. Anioderi. Did I get the name correctly? Kokoete? Is that Mrs. Anioderi Amagboruju?
Yes, sir.
Did I murder it? I probably did. Help me.
It's a Mr.
Okay. Sorry. I have to shoot whoever is populating.
Oh, he's saying hello. We can see him live.
Yes. So he's Mr. Anioderi
Amabojuru.
Okay. Yes. It's wrongly written in my data. It will be corrected. I'm going to kill somebody. I'll start with Sheriff.
Please. No violence here, B.
All right. Welcome to this debate. Now, in a very uncanny fashion, two of you who have been champions before meet. Usually it doesn't happen, but that was because of the wild card situation. Because otherwise, God's goodness, Kokoete would have been meeting with the contestants who finished fourth from Lagos.
Yeah.
And because that contestant wasn't part of this, the Lagos spot was given to Abuja's one of the last national finals most impressive debaters who couldn't go all the way. So welcome once again, Excel. All right, both of you are brilliant, and I hope that the better debater will win. But you have to choose a side. Ladies first, besides you are closer to me. Pick one that will determine how you will debate in this round. You were told to prepare for both rounds. So who is supporting and who is opposing?
I'm in support of the motion.
You are in support of the motion. It's an interesting motion. Marianne, you want to do us the honor?
Yes.
God's goodness will be opposing that motion.
Yes. And the motion is telemedicine is as effective as in-person doctor visits.
Is it or is it not? We'll find out in just a bit. We'll give them half a minute to get into the groove. Now they both know their part in this tale that's about to unfold. When we come back, we'll be hearing first from the motion supporter, Omar Benedi XL. Stay with us.
Obiweezy, Nigeria's trusted name in affordable tech and gadgets trade-ins. From Lagos to Abuja, from students to CEOs, Obiweezy is your guy for quality tech devices, brand new and pre-owned. Go out to phone a laptop, bring it in and walk out with an upgrade, a cashback, or both. Whether you shop in-store or online at obiweezy.com, that is obiweezy.com, you are guaranteed value, warranty, and a customer-first experience. Obiweezy offers affordable tech, trusted service. Because with gadgets, Obiweezy is your guy. Follow us on Instagram at Obiweezy Backup Page and on TikTok at Obiweezy.
Welcome back. We're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Go to our live feed right now. Search for Nigeria Info. If you had followed the first debate on YouTube or Facebook, that stream you had followed has now ended. A new stream has been opened. So please refresh your feed and click on the new feed that will feature God's goodness and Excel. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
So we're going to start with the motion supporter. Both of you know that you have 4 minutes each. So do well to use your time wisely. Are you ready? Your 4 minutes starts now.
In medicine, we do not judge healthcare by the height of the hospital's walls, but by the health of the patient after their treatment. With this, I bid a pleasant day to the exceptional judges, distinguished moderators, ladies and gentlemen listening in, and my co-debater. I'm Excel Omar Benedi of Government Science Secondary School Maitama in Abuja, and I stand to give credence to the motion which states that telemedicine is as effective as in-person doctor visits. And with the following points, I propose this argument. First, globally proven clinical outcomes. Meta-analysis published in the BMJ and the Journal of Medical Internet Research all demonstrate that telemedicine is non-inferior to usual care across primary care, chronic disease management, and mental health. In 2021, a United States analysis of 1.1 million patients highlighted that telemedicine matches or even exceeds in-person care for 13 out of 16 quality of care measures. Second, chronic disease management, which most patients monitoring, patients can now check their blood pressure and glycated hemoglobin or HbA1c readings from home, allowing doctors to adjust treatment without travel delays. A Cochrane review in 2021 found that telemedicine and teleconsultations reduced HbA1c by 0.5%. And bringing it home, in Abuja, an eHealth Africa pilot reports that 80% of hypertensive patients achieved stability after phone consultations and home pressure checks. Next, mental health access. Telepsychiatry and online cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, achieve equal recovery rates as face-to-face therapy, according to Lancet Psychiatry in 2022. The United States Veterans Health Administration noted that they now deliver 40% of their visits virtually. And bringing it home, in Nigeria, the Mentally Aware Nigeria Initiative found that 74% of users improved within 2 months of online consultations and therapy. Next, faster specialist access. E-consult systems cut wait times dramatically. Kaiser Permanente in Oakland, California, reduced the average specialist wait time from 64 to just 5 days. Bringing it back to our local Nigeria, right here in Lagos and across Nigeria, it has been found that University College Hospital Abeokuta University College Hospital Ibadan, it was found that 80% of users prefer telemedicine thanks to its faster specialist access. And right here in Lagos, 78% of telemedicine users found telemedicine to be helpful, citing safe travel time and reduced costs. Moving on, public health protection. During the pandemic, teletriage helped to prevent hospital overcrowding and time wasting. In the United States, teletriage was found to reduce hospital crowding by over 50%, according to a Journal of Global Health Review in 2021. Likewise, cost effectiveness. The United States Department of Veteran Affairs found that there is a 25% drop in hospital admissions for chronic disease patients enrolled in telemedicine. And in Nigeria, NHIS pilots across the country found a 60% drop in the cost of healthcare, both for the patients and the facility where telemedicine follow-ups were encouraged. Moving on, higher patient satisfaction. A study conducted by the Journal of the American Medical Association found that 80% of patients prefer telemedicine, citing its effectiveness, its clear communication, and its convenience. In Nigeria, 78% of telemedicine users right here in Lagos prefer telemedicine thanks to its convenience, it saves them travel, it saves them the cost of traffic, and it saves them precious money. Lastly, unmatched rural reach. In a country like Nigeria, where over 100 million Nigerians are stuck in rural areas, telemedicine and access could be a matter of life and death. Telemedicine bridges the gap between those in rural areas and those dwelling in the city. Thank you very much. In telemedicine, we are not an understudy. We are the leading role in modern healthcare. Telemedicine ensures that time, expense, and distance does not decide who lives and who dies. Ms. Kokoete, I hope you listened well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's the opening salvo. I suspect there will be a lot to come in this debate before it's done. 14-year-old Omar Benedi Excel of Government Science Secondary School, Piakasa Maitama, Abuja. What class are you in now?
SS3.
Yeah, finally in SS3. Beautiful. His opponent is also in SS3. Has just graduated. Yeah, has just graduated. 15-year-old Venocrest School's Port Harcourt student. God's goodness, Kokoete. It's time for your opening comments.
Are you ready? Your 4 minutes start now.
There is a Latin phrase, "Dam mihi medicum non machinam," meaning give me a doctor, not a machine. This Latin phrase conveys the idea of preferring human medical expertise over technology. Good day, judges, moderators, co-debaters, and audience listening on various platforms. I am God's goodness Kokoete from Venocrest School's Eneka Road, Port Harcourt, and I am seated here today to oppose the motion which states that telemedicine is as effective as inpatient doctor visits. Beyond the hype and euphoria, there are vital points to note. Luc Montagnier, a Nobel Prize in Physiology 2008, criticized telemedicine, warning against the over-reliance on self-remote tools without sufficient validation. Now, to the nitty-gritty of the matter, these are my points. 1. Telemedicine can depersonalize healthcare. Virtual appointment may feel impersonal, weakening patient-doctor relationship, which can impact trust, communication, and patient satisfaction. Many conditions require physical examination. 2. Telemedicine can compromise patient data security or confidentiality. 3. A study published in the journal by the American Hospital Medicine found that inpatient visit had a higher diagnostic accuracy rate of 85.4%, while telemedicine had a lesser rate of 73.2%. Another study by the American Telemedicine Association in 2019 found that 92% of patients reported satisfaction with inpatient visits, while a lesser percent of 78% reported satisfaction with telemedicine. 4. It allows for timely medical decision making. You see, doctors can assess changes in the patient's conditions and respond to complications promptly. 5. Regulatory compliance. Regulations and accreditations are mostly in favor of in-person evaluations. 6. Low digital literacy. Some people, especially the elderly, still struggle with mobile health platforms. 7. Face-to-face interactions build trust, allowing for tailored communication on diagnostics, treatments, and expectations. 8. Greater collaboration. With inpatient visits, doctors can collaborate directly with nurses, therapists, and health staff and other health staff involved in the patient's care. 9. Faster discharge planning. Doctors can assess readiness for discharge more accurately and coordinate follow-ups more efficiently, making sure that every patient is fully stable before their discharge. 10. With inpatient visits, doctors and other allied health staff can provide updates directly and receive instructions immediately. 11. Think about the educational value of inpatient visits. In many teaching hospitals, inpatient visits allows for hands-on learning for medical students and residents. 12. Telemedicine adoption in Nigeria is still a pipe dream, as many rural areas still suffer from poor connectivity and making virtual consultations difficult. 13. Regulation challenges. Policies surrounding telemedicine licensing, data protection, and reimbursement are still evolving. How is this beneficial over inpatient visits? 14. You see, patients are much more comfortable when they see their doctors regularly during hospitalization. 15. Privacy and data security risks. Transmitting health data over the internet increases the risks of breaches, hacks, and accidental leak of medical information. 16. A study published in the journal by the Hospital Medicine found that 22% of patients who received inpatient follow-up visits had a 22% lower risk of hospitalization compared to those who received telemedicine follow-up visits. 17. It encourages of abuse over minor conditions, as it encourages easy access, encourages abuse over minor conditions, increasing the strain on providers and diverting attention away from more critical conditions. 18. Limited scope of treatment. Telemedicine is not suitable for emergencies, surgeries, lab work imaging, and complex diagnostics, making it inherently limited. All these are important in treatments. 19. Licensed and legal challenges. You see, these physicians have to be present in the states where the patients are located, creating regulatory hurdles and cross-border care. 20. Meaning, thank you.
All right. Remember, in the second round, if you still have points you've not exhausted, after you are done rebutting your opponent's points, you can add them. That's only if you rebutted all your opponent's points.
Brilliant. All right. It's time.
Let's go for a break.
Yes.
They deserve a breather.
Mm-hmm.
Be an interesting contest.
Mm.
And when we come back, it will be time for the rebuttal round. Don't go anywhere.
Obiwizi is Nigeria's trusted name in affordable tech and gadget trade-ins. From Lagos to Abuja, from students to CEOs, Obiwizi is your guy for quality tech devices, brand new and pre-owned alike. Got a new phone or laptop? Bring it in and walk away with an upgrade or a cashback, or in fact, both. Whether you shop in-store or online, at obiwizi.com, you are guaranteed value, warranty, and a customer-first experience. Obiwizi offers affordable tech, trusted service, because with gadgets, Obiwizi is your guy. Follow Obiwizi at Instagram at Obiwizi backup page, or on TikTok at Obiwizi, that is at Obiwizi on TikTok. Obiwizi is spelled O-B-I-W-E-Z-Y. That is O-B-I-W-E-Z-Y.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're live on Facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Wonder what we're all about? It's the Tournament of Champions, the I Beg to Differ student debate. And of course, most importantly, this is our last debate for the week. Yes. And we have God's Goodness Kokoite and Oma Benedy Excel. It's time for, of course, the rebuttals.
Just a quick reminder, next week for the round of 12 finalists, the debates will start at 3 p.m. each day, Monday to Thursday. Each day, 3 p.m. for that round of contest. So you want to we want to join in then at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
We'll have a review at 3 p.m. tomorrow,
Friday. Yes.
So you'll hear more. Time for the rebuttal rounds now.
And then for those who have been complaining that we've not taken their thoughts and comments, don't worry. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll take all those thoughts and comments. Mm. All right. We're going to switch. This time we will take the motion opposer first. God's Goodness, are you ready?
Okay.
Your 4 minutes starts now.
Once again, I am Gus Gunes Kokwete, and I am back in full effect this time to rebut all the arguments presented by my opponent in no particular order. First of all, it is important that I remind my opponent on this on the nexus of this argument. Obviously, the argument is not whether telemedicine is good or not, but whether telemedicine is at par with inpatient visits in terms of effectiveness, and I beg to say a categorical no. One. On the issue of globally proven outcomes and chronic disease management, my opponent has talked about the immense benefits of telemedicine, of technology in bridging the gap in healthcare, citing some limitations with inpatient doctor visits by doctors. But let me quote Jeremy Farrar, World Health Organization chief scientist, when he said that technology has the power and the potential to improve healthcare, but only if those who develop, regulate, and use these technologies can identify and fully account for the associated risks. Indeed, my opponent needs to be reminded of the several risks associated with technology in healthcare, such as inequality, misdiagnosis, and ethical concerns. Two, my opponent talked about faster specialist access and quicker response time. Faster specialist access. Now, on the issue of quicker response times, my opponent has failed to take into cognizance the issue of limited access to digital technologies. High subscription fees exacerbate existing health disparities. What about excessive screen times and what about cybersecurity risks and excessive screen times, which contributes to eye strain, insomnia, depression, and anxiety? Three, I disagree with my opponent on the issue of compliance, because although telemedicine is a do-it-yourself approach, the risk of abuse is there, and my opponent glossed over that fact. But let me remind my opponent that over-reliance on technology could lead to reduced human empathy and interaction that inpatient care brings. Four, as effective as my opponent has painted telemedicine to be, here is one vital point to note. Payment models for telemedicine vary wildly, and insurers may not reimburse virtual visits consistently or equally, making it financially uncertain for providers. Once again, my opponent has shot himself in the foot by minimizing the complex nature of human health. I put it to you, my dear opponent, that symptoms that may seem mild over a phone call may mark serious conditions that could have been caught in an inpatient visit, delaying proper treatment. Six, my opponent has also talked about telemedicine opening the gate to specialized care, but in actual fact, telemedicine leads to fragmented care and inadequate communication between patients and doctors that compromises the patient's outcomes. Also, I doubt that my opponent, in speaking so highly of telemedicine, paused to remember that it may not be suitable for emergencies and surgeries where immediate inpatient care is necessary. Lastly, of what use are the benefits of telemedicine if they raise complex liabilities or malpractice issues? And lastly, my opponent has also talked about telemedicine being available where doctors are not, especially in remote areas. But I put it to you, my dear opponent, that the remote nature of telemedicine makes it easier for fraudulent providers to operate and for billing fraud to occur. Pause, calm down, and think about that. Once again, I repeat the Latin phrase, da mihi medicum non machinam. Give me a doctor, not a machine. The choice is yours to make. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brilliant rebuttal round from God's goodness, Kokwete of Venocrest Schools, Port Harcourt. Didn't we see a student from Venocrest?
Yes.
Somebody gave us the location. It has, in fact,
it's Eneka.
It's in Eneka.
Yes.
Eneka. Venocrest Schools, Port Harcourt. Eneka, Port Harcourt.
Yes.
Thank you very, very much. God's goodness has just graduated from the school. Is that correct? Brilliant. God's goodness, Kokwete. Now the turn of Omar Benedi Excel of Government Science Secondary School, Piakasa Maitama, Abuja.
Omar, are you ready? Your 4 minutes starts now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the opposition's proposition might actually seem appealing from afar, but when you walk up close and you take a closer look, when you place it in real-world context, how claims crumble. And with the following rebuttals, I stand to clear the misconceptions that my opponent has raised. In her first point, she stated the personalization of and patient-doctor relationships. Well, not to undermine the value of the patient-to-doctor relationship, but this debate is not about the emotions related. This debate is about the effectiveness of telemedicine, and constantly, time and time again, by fact and figures proven by multiple organizations, telemedicine still stands taller than the usual care that my opponent proposes. She also said in her second and 15 point, please stop repeating points, that patient security on data, but my dearest judges, adjudicators, and the people present right here in the studio with me, you would agree with me that there have been time and time again where we've heard of hospital files burning. And cybersecurity is not just a telemedicine problem. in healthcare systems where technology has been embraced, cybersecurity still plagues them. So cybersecurity does not affect the clinical effectiveness of telemedicine. It also affects the security of the data of the patients that are still relying on mutual care. She also said in her third and 17th point that there is higher accuracy with telemedicine. Well, for mental health, follow-up medication, chronic disease management, and across multiple other sectors that time won't let me list, telemedicine is just as effective as usual care and often has even higher rates of recovery than usual care. In her fourth point, she spoke on timely decision making, but I'd like to thank you for contradicting yourself and supporting me, because in actuality, telemedicine helps with faster decision making. Telemedicine connects the farmer who has no doctor if he travels the road for hours and then he would still find no hospital. It connects that farmer to a doctor who would guide him through the necessary first aid processes to save his wife, to save his mother, to save his children. She also spoke on laws and accreditation. Well, I'd like to inform you that in countries where the proper policies are implemented, you listed this in your 5th, 13th, and 9th point. Well, in countries where telemedicine laws have properly been implemented and the right regulations have been followed, telemedicine is just as successful and even more successful in certain cases than usual in-person consultations. She also spoke on the digital divide, but this is a literacy problem, not a problem that is relative to the effectiveness of telemedicine. Not to undermine the fact that multiple Nigerians suffer from the digital divide, I must inform you that for the countless Nigerians who have been enrolled in school and for the 80% penetration of the information age into across Nigeria, telemedicine still stands taller. She also spoke on greater collaboration between patients, doctors, and nurses. But thanks to the amount of technology we have at our palms, AI assistant, virtual assistant, and IoT devices, wearable technology that allows individuals to access healthcare, telemedicine is just as effective and even faster than usual care across multiple instances, saving lives where usual care can barely stretch a hand. She also spoke on faster discharge rates, but I would like to inform you that where patients are discharged faster, telemedicine follows them up. Telemedicine, through algorithms, through designed, customized SMS, follows up these patients that are released too early from the hospitals, not based on the fact that they have recovered, but usually based on the fact that either the hospital has to refer them to other hospitals or has no other option than to discharge them without the risk. Might I remind you that hospitals bear the risk of patients that die? She also spoke on the educational value, but the plain and clear fact is that this may seem true on paper, but when you put it in reality, it is wrong. In most hospitals, the aim is not what you gain mentally. The aim is what you gain health-wise. The aim is what your health says, not what your mind gains. Thank you.
All right. All right. Well done, Omar Benedi, Excel, 14 years of age. SS3 student of Government Science Secondary School, Piakasa Maitama, Abuja.
Yes.
So, we've heard the opening round, their presentation round. We've heard their rebuttal rounds.
And now we are left with the closing arguments. And every time I use that phrase, I think about a courtroom where the lawyers, the prosecuting and the defense have to, you know, one way or the other, get the jury to believe their side of the story.
It's called a closer.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a great closer, it adds up to your advantage.
In most cases, it's a done deal.
Let's see how these two perform when we return.
Hungry for that real Nigerian flavor? Step into Ejala Foods, where every bite tastes like home. From fresh sizzling seafood to hearty soups, from smoky jollof rice to mouth-watering swallow and sides, we serve it fresh, we serve it local, and we serve it delicious. We're cooking for you every day at 45B Sues Crescent, Abacha Estate, Wuse Zone 4, Abuja. 37 Bode Thomas Street, Surulere, opposite Access Bank. Number 40 Fola Osibo Road, Lekki Phase 1. Follow the taste on Instagram at ejala.ng. Ejala Foods, your taste buds will thank you.
Welcome back. We are live in the studios of Nigeria Info. We are broadcasting also in the studios of Kids FM. To our audiences of Nigeria Info Lagos, we need to apologize. We had a brief break in our transmission at about half past, this was a moment ago. Thank you for staying tuned. It always helps to also follow the live stream just in case anything happens. You go straight to your backup. So go to our live stream on Facebook or YouTube. Search for Nigeria Info. On Facebook, you might want to add 99.3 to it. I guess the other Nigeria Info Facebook accounts would also be live streaming. All right. Time for the closing arguments.
All right, we're reverting to status quo. In other words, we're going back to the motion supporter to start this round of closing arguments.
It would seem, are you both ready? You seem, do we give you half a minute? Or are you ready? Okay, it would seem you're ready. Let's get straight to the closing arguments now, Marianne.
All right, Omar Benedict XL, you have 3 minutes and your time starts now.
The opposition's claims may seem valid, but I stand to disrupt every claim she has laid that may spark the fuel of misconception, the fuel of misdecision, of wrong decision-making across Nigeria regarding the motion which states that telemedicine is as effective as in-person visits. She gives a Latin quote. I give her Renée Laennec, the doctor who invented this very stethoscope. Renée Laennec discovered that he could hear more of what was happening to a patient if he took a step back. I'd advise you to take a step back and look. Go back to the drawing board and look at what telemedicine has done for countless of lives across countless of countries. The number of lives it has saved and the number of individuals it has protected from irreparable damage. Now to my conclusion. In 2023, in Apabio local government area of Cross River State, a communal clash broke out. Gunshots filled the night, and a young pregnant woman was being rushed to Calabar by her husband when he was struck by a stray bullet. And he died instantly. Shaking and afraid, she ran back to the village. But there was no time to mourn. Her baby was coming. Relatives rushed her through bushy paths, hiding from the fighting, hiding from the chaos, walking for 3 days. But before they could get to the nearest hospital, her baby had stopped kicking. She entered a hospital filled with life, but left another empty. 2 lives gone in 1 week. Lives that could have been saved if a doctor could have led a local nurse through the right processes through a simple televideo call. In medicine, patients don't care about how care is delivered. They care about the outcomes it's achieved. Let's look beyond convenience and let's see resilience. Telemedicine doesn't close up when our roads flood, when the fuel price doubles, or when the next health crisis shuts our cities down for weeks without number. Telemedicine thrives through these moments. And in Nigeria, where access, where strikes and internet security could shut down and clean can shut down clinics for weeks on end, telemedicine could be the lifeline between a patient and their survival. Ms. Kokoiti, medicine is not a miracle. It's a journey. Patients recovering from surgery, children suffering from asthma, and the elderly adjusting to new medication all need follow-up. Telemedicine allows doctors to track their progress daily if needed, spotting red flags before they become irreparable emergencies. Without telemedicine, doctors would be left in the dark for countless across different walks of life. What about equity? Telemedicine ensures that the doctor who cares for someone who lost a child can treat a farmer's newborn, saving them. The question is not whether telemedicine should replace all in-clinic visits, because it actually shouldn't. The question is whether it is effective where it is used. To claim that telemedicine is not as effective as in-clinic visits is to gamble millions of lives in a world where the margin for error is already slim. Thank you.
All right. Omar Benedi XL. Rounds of his argument. His 14 SS3 student of Government Science Secondary School, Piakasa Maitama Abuja. I was going to ask him why he had his stethoscope with him. And I thought to wait to find out, you know, I'd rather that he shows us than tell us so. Thank you very much. There's one last task, and it is God's goodnesses. 15-year-old Venocrest Schools, Eneka Port Harcourt. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Your 3 minutes start now.
In the course of this debate, I have listed valid points and rebutted flawed arguments by my opponents. Let me emphasize that the potential dangers of telemedicine far outweigh any benefits it can bring. Issues of inaccurate diagnosis, connectivity problems, poor video quality, and equipment malfunction can disrupt care. We cannot also deny the issue of privacy and data security risks. Over-reliance on technology can lead to reduced human empathy and interaction than inpatient care brings. There is also the fact that telemedicine is not suitable for emergencies and surgeries where immediate in-person care is needed. Dr. Paul H. Wise, professor of pediatrics, Stanford University, said, "There is no substitute to physically examining a patient, especially in critical or unsure cases. Telemedicine can complement care, but it cannot replace the insight from direct interaction, which clearly shows that inpatient visits can never be replaced." Also, American Medical Association AMA statement read, "Now, while telehealth offers convenience, quality of care should never be compromised. Inpatient visits remain the gold standards for diagnostics, physical examinations, and building trust relationships between doctor and patients." Lastly, Dr. Abraham Verghese, a physician and author, said, and I quote, "that much of what we diagnose from our patient comes from the ritual of touch and of being present. We miss too much if we rely solely on a screen. Of what use are the benefits of telemedicine if they raise complex liabilities or malpractice issues across states or national borders? Limited emergencies, technical challenges, diagnostic limitations, limited patient-provider interaction, data security risks, quality of care concerns, lack of human touch. When the disadvantages are numerous like this, telemedicine serves almost no purpose. End moment has come. I remain God's goodness, Kokwete, and I rest my case. Thank you."
Thank you very much.
And so this debate battle is over. Thank you to God's goodness, Kokwete, of Venocrest Schools, Port Harcourt, Eneka Port Harcourt. And to you, Omar Benedi XL, of Government Science Secondary School, Piakasa Meitama, Abuja. The judges will determine how this debate has gone. We'll take a quick word from one of our partners and sponsors, and we will be back.
The vision at Crescent Schools is to be at the forefront in the private education sector and to nurture the children to become all they can be through quality all-round education from kindergarten to tertiary levels has been fulfilled as Crescent Schools Limited has spread out, not just in terms of multiple locations, but now covers all tiers of education from cradle to tertiary levels. Crescent boasts of a standalone nursery school, 7 nursery and primary schools, 7 secondary schools, a sixth form college, and a world-class university, arguably the best educational conglomerate in Nigeria.
Crescent Nursery School in VGC is located at 021A and 3D Road 9, Victoria Garden City, VGC, Ajah, Lagos. You can call 0817-201-3114 or 0802-342-1214. Crescent Primary School VGC is located at K6A Route 3, Victoria Garden City in Ajah, Lagos. Now you can call 0817-201-3145 or 0802-336-9900 or 0145-40221.
Welcome back.
Yes, we are back.
It's time now for the decisions. Before that, a quick check with our addiction coach and judge, Yvonne Heifer.
Thank you. Well done, lady and gentleman. I'll start with God's goodness, Kokwete. I especially love your surname. Kokwete is such a lovely name. when quoting verbatim, use reads. not read. Okay? The journal of so-and-so-and-so reads, not read. Okay? Because you're quoting verbatim. It is still saying the same thing. So you use it in the present tense. Reads, not read. There's a difference between complex and complex. Complex, which is what you used throughout the course of this debate, refers to buildings. This is a complex. Complex is the adjective that refers to, you know, something that is more complicated. So complex is an adjective, complex is a noun. I'd also like to say, please pay attention to the subject verb agreement rule, singular subject, singular verb, plural subject, plural verb. It is serves, not salves. Serve, not salves, okay? You also say risk, not reeks. Risk, sk, sk, not ks, ks, sk, not ks, okay? And of course, develop, not develop. Develop, not develop. And to you, Oma Benedi, countless is a quantifier, not countless of times and countless of countries. Countless times, countless countries. Because countless is a quantifier. The same way you'd say many children, not many of children, or plenty, or numerous of cars. Okay, numerous cars. That's how you use countless. Countless times, countless people, or countless countries. You meant at our fingertips, not at our palms. At our fingertips. Different benefits of telemedicine at our fingertips, not at our palms. You also say quickly, you say pressure, not pressure. Pressure, pressure. And of course, again, to you I say, pay attention to the subject verb agreement rule. For example, you said, blah, blah, blah ensures that time, expense, and distance does not. Time is one factor, expense is another factor, and distance is another factor. All three factors ensure, not ensures. Okay? So plural subject, plural verb. That's the subject verb agreement rule. Thank you, and over to you, lady and gentlemen.
Thanks, Yvonne. I do not envy the judges this evening, not at all.
Yeah, quite an interesting take on how this debate has been adjudged. Let's go to the judges' scorecard. Pardon the delay. We had to alternate, literally, to change the device to read you the scores. So here's how the judges have determined this final debate of the first round. In the presentation round, Judge Ikechi gave it as 10 to 9.5 for Excel. George Majid gave it as a tie, 10-10. Judge Ufoma gave it as 10-9. For Excel, and Chief Judge Chike gave it as a tie, 10-10. Just to be clear, Judge Ikechi gave it as 10 to 9.5 for God's goodness. God's goodness. Judge Ikechi, 10 to 9.5 to God's goodness. And it's a tie on both judges Majid and Chike's scorecard. And it's 10-9 for Excel. So at this point, Excel leads by 39.5 to 39. It's half a point. In the second round, the rebuttal round, George Ikechi scores it as 10-9. George Majid scores it 10-9. Judge Ufoma scores it 10-9. And Chief Judge Chike scores it 10 to 9.5. All for God's goodness. God's goodness leads in the second round by 40 to 36.5 points. And now the closing round. Judges Ikechi Majid and Chief Judge Chike all score the closing round a tie. 10-10 on all the score sheets. It's 40-40 in the third round. Coming to diction scoring, Judge Yvonne scores this a tie. And so, by 3 points, the decision is made for your winner. By unanimous decision, albeit very slightly, congratulations. Pardon me, hold on. Let me make sure it is indeed unanimous. Yes. Yes, you can say unanimous. Congratulations to you. God's goodness, Kokoete of Benue Crest Schools, Eneka Port Harcourt. You have prevailed 129 to 126. Congratulations. Are you happy? Well done. All right, there's much more work to be done up ahead, so get ready. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Excel? Just not quite enough for you on the day. And I'm sure you and your trainer and teacher will probably look at, you know, where you could have done better. And we don't have much time, or we would have done a little bit of an incision to determine. But thank you very much. The judges will now decide two things. We've seen two debaters, two victors on the day. We have to determine which of the two victors was the better debater. We saw Tayo Akinwande marvelous in the first debate, and now we have God's goodness Kokoete as winner in the second. I'm checking the scores. George Chike gives his best debater to God's goodness. can also confirm that Judge Ikechi gives the best debater of the day to God's goodness, Kokoete. Same for Judge Ufoma Egbamuno. Yvonne Ohaifo gives it to Tayo. Well, as it is, it's been decided, so the best debater of the day is God's goodness, Kokoete. You will now go up against the debater that was saved yesterday. Now, just to do a quick correction, there was a bit of correction that had been resolved, but it was off the camera. I had made a mistake in announcing the best debater of yesterday. Unfortunately, I don't have the scorecards with me. So I can't remember the name. It was between the young lad and Ifeolua.
Olaya.
That's Ifeolua, and the lad was...
Majesty. Best man.
Yes. So I had announced best man, but the result was actually Ifeolua. There was a tie, and the tie was breached, was decided on, and it went Ifeolua's way. What it does mean is that Ifeolua will now go up against whoever is saved today in the wild card. So let's decide that. Wild card decision. Judge Chike gives it to XL. The other judges all give it to XL. Benedict Omar. Congratulations, XL. You get to progress. You've been saved by the wild card, which also means we will bid farewell to this contest to Naomi Chaluku. And now it's time to decide how those contests will go in the round of 16. So it will be Olaya versus XL. That will be the final day. It will be the first battle of the day at 3 p.m. The topic is decided on. So, XL, you have to pick one side. Just pick one of these. Left hand or right hand? Left hand. That will be your position in that contest. All right? So Ifeolua, what did you pick, by the way, XL? Speak into the microphone, please.
I picked the supporting side.
You are supporting. So Ifeolua will be opposing. The second contest on the last day of round of 12 debates will be between Kokoete, who's the top debater today, and Ilechukwu Malizu, who was saved yesterday. Kokoete, choose one of these to determine your position next time. Right? There you go. All right. Could you please tell us what you've picked?
I'm supporting the motion.
You're supporting the motion, meaning Malizu will oppose that motion. Finally, please step up to the mic. Tayo, step up. Step up to that mic. It's gone across the camera. Please sit down. Just sit down there.
Tayo Akinwande Marvelous, you'll go up against best man Isioma.
Ah, two people from Port Harcourt.
Interesting. So it will be Abuja versus Lagos, Port Harcourt versus Lagos, and Port Harcourt versus Port Harcourt. You have to choose one of these to determine how you will debate, left or right. Right, please. Could you please pass that over to her? Speak into the mic. Tell us.
I will be opposing the motion.
You will be opposing the motion on the day. Congratulations. So you know your position, meaning best man will be supporting. Thank you very much. All the best next week when you meet in the next round. 16 contestants, 4 have bowed out.
Yes.
12 still standing.
And more will bow out.
Pretty interesting. Well, we'll see how this goes in the weeks to come. It seems literally all the contestants from... Oh, we lost somebody from Port Harcourt yesterday.
Yes.
Yes, somebody bowed out from Port Harcourt. And we've seen 2 bow out in Lagos.
Yes. 2, yes.
And one from Abuja.
Yes.
Interesting. So we'll see you again on Monday. But don't forget,
tomorrow, come with all your questions, your comments, and how you felt or how you feel about the competition so far. You know, some people say on Monday, it's okay. Tell us what you feel about the competition so far. And of course, who you're deciding to pitch your tent with for next week.
Special thanks to all our sponsors, Obi-Wheezy, Ejanla Foods, Chrisland Schools, Diamonds and Pearls. And you can still be a part of I Beg to Differ. We have several categories there, and you can choose any of those categories. You can choose a prize money category. You can choose any other. Just reach out to us, or you can just send us an email, info@nigeriainfo.fm, and we will get to you. Or call our sales office. You could simply go to Nigeria Info's website and contact us through the Contact Us tab there. And there's also a number attached there of our head of sales, I would assume, so you can easily contact us. Special thanks to all the guys who've made it work. Babatunde Abdul Salam, Ken Odweme, Olamide Faduju, Genevieve, the list goes on and on. Precious, thank you for all you do. Special thanks to the producer of I Beg to Differ, Sheriff Quadri. On behalf of Marianne and myself, Femi, we thank the students, but most importantly, we thank you, the audience. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and next week we'll be able to take all your comments and your calls. Until then, enjoy the rest of your week.
Nigerian women are celebrated for their radiant glowing skin. That's right. That's with a hot sun protecting our skin.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.